bugging pneumonia and a boogie woogie blue. Want some loving, baby, that ain't all. I want a kiss, but the gal too tall. Young man, rhythm got a hold of me too. I got a rocking pneumonia and a boogie woogie blue. Want a scream, I want you all to know. I would be running, but my feet too slow. Young man, rhythm got a hold of me too. I got a rocking pneumonia and a boogie woogie blue.
So, you see, what happened was, G started this feature in the second hour, a solidarity record for all the first responders, letting them know that we are very thankful for the job they are doing. And boy, isn't that the truth. But first time I filled in for her, I looked at the record, and I think it was Faith by George Michael, and I said, I draw the line. I know that's terrible, but that's where I was. Not going to happen. So I'm just picking things I like that tangentially apply to all our pandemic workers. So I hope you liked it as much as I did. That's Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns. Smith was a piano player. In fact, he played on Little Richard's first sessions on Specialty in 1955 at Cosimo Matessa's place. But anyway, Smith was a piano player, and the lead singer is Bobby Marchand. And I find it hilarious when I hear people talking about Little Richard in the last few weeks, obviously, because of his sad passing, when they will talk about how he was the first to basically appeal to the cross-dressing crowd to not clean it up at all. The bottom line is this was a whole genre, and we'll talk about it some night. But in New Orleans, the place was the Dewdrop Inn, and Little Richard would frequent it. But the singer was Bobby Marchand, and I mention that because Bobby Marchand is singing lead on Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. On Ace Records, 1957, got to number 5 on the R&B charts. But again, I digress. I am Raleigh James, and I am in for G, who will be back a week from Monday. Until then, you got me, and I got producer Ben and engineer Adam, so I'm all set. You got the phones, 312-981-7200, and even better than that, thanks to Ben, I got somebody to talk to, who turns out to be Aaron Harkey, who is the Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events for the City of Chicago. So, welcome, Aaron. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by some of the plans you have, and I'll tell you why. Obviously, when the pandemic happened, this was a shock to almost everybody, including everybody who was working on the many events that happen all the time in Chicago, outdoor events and other gatherings. And to be able to take that and translate it to something online that someone might want to see sounds easy in two sentences or even a paragraph, but is almost monumental to do, especially when many of you and your ilk don't even have that much online experience. So kudos for even getting this together.
Thanks. It actually is sort of a thing. And we had to do a lot of learning on the job, as they say, but we're really happy to be able to provide this content for the public.
And so we've got the Millennium Park Now at Home series. Prior to this, it would be the Millennium Park series, and that's been going on now a couple of days, right? Did it start last night with Paint the Town Red?
So we had the first kickoff event with the Chicago Children's Choir, and we had our first in a series of house music performances that actually just ended a few minutes ago that were sort of in lieu of our house music festival that would have happened this weekend.
And you're going to do that tomorrow as well from 6 to 8, correct?
Tomorrow from 6 to 8, and then the following weekends we have a gospel which will be on the 29th and 30th. And then following that, we'll have a blues feature on the 5th, 6th, and 7th.
That's great. So for the next few weeks. So tomorrow is hosted by Five Magazine's Zarina with Shannon Harris and DJ Heather and Gene Hunt. And I assume the after sets are at houseclubtour.com. But where would I go to see the event? Would this be a YouTube thing where I could go to YouTube and search for it?
Yeah, you have a couple options. So you can check it out on YouTube at the Chicago DK channel. Or on Facebook at Millennium Park. So you have a couple of options there.
Good, good. And next weekend, gospel, which is just terrific, and promotional support, Inspiration 1390. Of course, that's the old WGES, and for a while was also WVON, and they do a lot of gospel music, so they know what they're doing, and this should be a pretty darn good event.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we are, these three events that are sort of back-to-back, the house, gospel, and blues are really about, you know, celebrating Chicago's legacy genres. And we're really happy that the artists we're supporting are local Chicago artists. So, and that goes through, you know, house this evening and tomorrow night and then gospel next weekend and blues. So we're just super happy to be able to do that.
Yeah, I think that's terrific because, of course, the Blues Festival is just Chicago's known for it worldwide. So to say to you, you know, when you started to get this together, to say, okay, we'll just put it online. Like I say, that's so easy to say in a sentence. But what were some of the surprises you've had along the way about doing this?
Well, you know, we actually started off doing live Instagram performances on the at Chicago's Mayor, so on the mayor's Instagram account was our sort of first foray into this live performance space. And we started doing that as a fundraiser for the Arts for Illinois Relief Fund that is providing support for nonprofit arts and cultural organizations as well as individual artists that have been impacted by COVID-19, you know, that a lot of you know, musicians obviously are struggling because they would be on the road right now touring and, you know, performing live for us. So it was really important that we, you know, continue to support them in the way that we could. But of course, you know, technology has its own particular challenges. And so we just really had to sort of adapt, and a special shout out to our marketing and communications team who really did an extraordinary job of pulling this all together.
Right, managing to do it. Now, I think it's great, of course, blues, it goes without saying, and great that you're doing gospel. I'm pushing for Chicago Soul and Chicago Vocal Group Harmony because Chicago has a rich history in both, and it seems that they never seem to make the cut. Have you thought about doing something with Soul or Vocal Group Harmony?
We have not, but that, I mean, that sounds like an avenue to explore. I'll give you a call after this, and we can discuss it.
Okay, no, that's great. I'm not in Chicago, but God knows I have every one of these records, tens of thousands. So, you know, and you know,
something for.
Yeah, and many of these acts are still alive. And my fear is, as time goes on, you know, there's going to be people who don't remember Pookie Hudson and the Spaniels. I mean, yeah, they're going to remember Curtis Mayfield because he was so big. But there are Cicero Blake, you know, one of the original Cool Gents. There are just so many on and on that I'd love to see a movement somehow that, in fact, started to give this some support while there are still those of us alive to remember it.
For sure. Agreed.
So after the Millennium Park at Home series, since clearly we have recently found out that Chicago will remain largely at home, it's so confusing as far as that goes everywhere in terms of what's okay, what's not okay, but it seems that very little is okay. So what's planned for next?
We're going to continue to sort of explore this, you know, online space as needed, and we're continuing to sort of build a program of virtual concerts that, you know, will extend into the summer. But, you know, also exploring opportunities to return to live performance as we can, as the, you know, guidelines permit. I mean, nothing really beats a live concert, but, you know, we're going to continue to work with our musicians and our venues to make sure that we're, you know, collaborating to be, you know, in partnership to bring programs to the public during this time.
Now, I know there's a lot involved with what I'm about to ask in terms of rights and money and all that, but is it possible that these performances are being preserved and maybe will be streamed again at another time for people who didn't catch it live?
Yeah, for sure. They should still be available on our YouTube channel, so the Chicago D-Case YouTube channel. If you weren't able to catch it live, you can catch it there at another time. So yeah, it is our intention that we will archive them, and if you know, for some reason we're not able to join live, you can definitely check it out at another time.
That is a big benefit. And I'm going to YouTube right now to see how easy this is to find. And it was. If I can do it, anyone can do it. Chicago D-Case. And just go to YouTube.com and search for Chicago D-Case, and it's the first thing you're going to see. You can subscribe, and you can look at everything that's there. And I think this is just terrific. And and there it goes live. Yes. And I see. So it automatically starts. Very nice. Keep me posted if you are looking at Seoul. And worlds of luck to you, and thanks for joining us.
Really appreciate it. Have a good evening.
Okay, you too. So Millennium Park at Home concert series, and YouTube right there, and like I say, automatic play on those videos.